You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
I'll just give a word of advice. You're going to lose the optics, Democrats, left, and immigration protesters if you have a lot of people here illegally and they're waving not the American flag but the Mexican flag as they're committing acts of violence.
That was Victor Davis Hanson over the weekend, and he's right. What the Democrats are doing won't appeal to Americans. That's why our side is laughing at the Democrats, but we still don't get it. Americans are not the intended audience for any of this. The Democrats have given up on this. And by the way, folks, for good reason. Did you see the poll out over the weekend? Lowest ever in recorded polling by NBC News that the Democrat Party has ever polled. 27% support among the American people, with just 7% strongly supporting the Democrat Party. For now, they're cooked, and they know it. That's why they're not talking to us. They're talking to the 50 million strong shadow nation they've imported to outvote us. What you're looking at right now is not a replay of the Summer of Love, although it looks a lot like it. This is the long game. The Los Angeles riots are to say, this is the primary message that's being conveyed right now. They are to say to illegal immigrants, and particularly illegal immigrant criminals and gangsters still in the country, flee here to our sanctuary cities, and we'll protect you with violence if necessary until Trump's term ends. Wait it out with us. That's why they don't mind the imagery of the Mexican flag-waving protesters. In fact, they prefer it because it gets the message across. They are practically begging the shadow nation not to leave the country, to keep hope and to hide behind the Democrat Party and develop loyalty to it. I don't think there's any parallel to this, by the way, in known human history, that where a party, a group of people, you know, in charge, hates the people they govern so much that they've imported literally a new nation within a new nation to crush them with their votes. But here's what Democrats know, okay? This is what they're thinking. They know no other Republican will fight to deport these people like Trump has. And they believe they only have to shelter these new voters and their cartel handlers for about 3.5 years. And they're building a relationship with them. They are campaigning to them, knowing with the amnesty and the votes of the 27% of Americans who still approve of the Democrat Party, they can establish their dream, the one party system, just like in China. And if they never get to that amnesty, well, every year more children are born to illegal immigrants, they believe. They think they'll be what? You know, they'll be voting in what? Four presidential elections, the kids now? The children of those hiding behind the Democrat state and city lines, fearing deportation of their parents because they're American citizens, will be voting. Democrats have gone all out to bond with them. Because right now, folks, Democrats are in terror of losing this shadow nation. Last time, Trump partly built a wall and did some deportation, got the border pretty tightly closed. That was good. That's what Democrats expected this time. He never thought Trump would try to dismantle the shadow nation and the cartel trafficking networks that support it, but he is. See, Democrats have a huge problem. The Center for Immigration Studies did a study, a phone survey of illegal immigrant adults, and found something shocking. 52% aren't working at all. Why? It's not enough jobs for them. If you think about this, it makes sense. What did John Fetterman, Democrat senator from Pennsylvania, admit last week? We went too far as a party. He said we were importing 250,000 to 300,000 illegal immigrants a month. A month. How many jobs do we usually create in this country? A month. Total. You know, what's run the gamut? Trump, Biden, what, about 115 to 150? See, the numbers don't work there. There aren't enough jobs for half the illegal immigrants we were taking in a month. They're still not working. So how are they subsisting? They need shelter, food, and they need medical care. Did you see what happened last week? 1.4 million illegal immigrants in the Trump's big, beautiful bill taken off Medicaid. And the Medicaid standards tightened up. Do you notice what else is going on? From Minnesota to California, they're having to end, the Democrats are that run these states, their illegal immigrant-free healthcare programs. Why? They were largely funding them through fraud. Trump closed the loophole, so states actually have to check now if illegal immigrants are being enrolled. DOGE has the back end. They're checking it. And that's what the authorization, the big, beautiful bill does. It bars these illegals. So there goes the free health care. All of a sudden, when states would have to pay for it, these Democrat states, without the printing press, guess what? They have to end their programs. If they don't, they'll go broke. Well, here's the Economic Policy Innovation Center's estimate of just what we spent in 2023 supporting illegal immigrants, $66 billion. That included $23 billion in federal medical expenditures, $11 billion in welfare benefits from food stamps, child nutrition, Social Security, and other programs. That's all being cut off right now. See why there's panic? See why they're getting violent? At the same time, what is Trump doing? He's saying, listen, I'll tell you what. If you leave peacefully, you register on your way out with the CPB1 app, we'll pay for your plane ticket home. We'll even give you $1,000 spending cash for when you get there so you can land on your feet. And we won't hold it against you that you illegally migrated here. You can apply for a visa to come back. You got to go to the end of the line, wait a long time like everybody else, but we won't hold it against you once you take this deal. The Democrats, knowing there's not enough jobs for these illegals, are terrified. Even worse, every day there are new raids on workplaces. Remember, Biden suspended those. So now you've got employers all over the place going, darn, I better hire an American. I don't know if I can hire illegals. This is compounding the pressure on Democrats to support their illegal immigrant nation. A study by the Center for Immigration Studies back in 2023 found that even though it is illegal for illegal immigrants to get welfare benefits, an estimated 60% of illegal immigrant households currently use at least one welfare program, if not more. That's how they're making it, folks. And a lot of that was Biden waiving this stuff so that they could get the money. Keep in mind what DOGE just found. Shocking number, 6,300 illegal immigrants who are also either criminals or on the terror watch list were given Social Security numbers illegally by Joe Biden because they're not citizens and signed up for Social Security benefits. Yeah. So what just happened this week? Every day there's a new announcement of Trump slamming shut another financial door. And last week, the Democrats were so desperate, they went all the way to the Supreme Court to keep DOGE from accessing what? The full Social Security database. Why? Because you think the 6,300 are the only ones that are getting those benefits? Democrats have these people signed up all over the place. Cut off the money and desperation is going to ensue. These people may well take the free flight and the $1,000. That is what Democrats are terrified of. That is what this violent campaign is for. Part of it anyway. It's a last minute desperate plea as they see their government means of support for their shadow nation dry up, particularly those who've just come here and are not super well established, the 12 to 21 million Joe Biden brought in. So again, this is a Democrat campaign to them saying, look, come to sanctuary cities. We'll protect you with violence if necessary. That's part of it. But here's the other part of it, folks. This is truly a civil war. Americans, I don't think yet understand that the LA riots are not just a fight over illegal immigration. This is a civil war over the merger of the Democrat Party and the cartels that is turning California into an extension of cartel-controlled Mexican territory. Left-wing leaders, folks, could have chosen, think about this, any number of ICE raids to deploy the largest tranche of their highly organized Democrat NGO-funded violent minions against. But look which ICE raid they chose. This is the ICE raid that kicked everything off for all these protests. It was not a routine immigration enforcement raid, but an ICE raid directly targeting cartel-related activities from which the Democrat Party benefits. Specifically, the business targeted was actually a couple of businesses. They were linked. Those businesses had links to human trafficking, which is, of course, the Democrats' voter drive, and cartel money laundering. So this is a violent response by Democrats to Trump striking at the heart of their human trafficking operation.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Remember, and I can't play you this audio enough, Texas State Attorney General Ken Paxton describing this network, saying we've never seen anything like this before in Texas, not even under Barack Obama.
He is cooperating, not just cooperating, but he's literally in partnership with these cartels. In the old days, they used to come and try to hide and run away from Border Patrol. Joe Biden's cut a deal somehow where these cartels transport people directly to the Border Patrol, and then they move them around the country. So we're in a terrible situation. Nothing like this country has ever seen before. And I fear the consequences of Joe Biden's decisions for the next years.
Paxton said it was even worse than that the cartels and the Democrats were building networks to continue moving these people when Biden is gone.
They're taking federal law and dismantling it. And he's making up his own rules as we go that allow the cartels to gain a foothold, a really strong foothold in the United States, not just in my state, but really across the, they're building a network across the country so that they can keep doing this well after Biden's gone.
Folks, while everyone else is still trying to figure this out, including a lot of pundits on our side who are saying, gee, those aren't good optics with the motorcycle and the flag, the Mexican flag. Trump gets it. You can tell he's fighting the fight I'm telling you about. Listen to his Truth Social post from this weekend. A once great American city, Los Angeles, has been invaded and occupied by illegal aliens and criminals, he writes. Bottom line, Trump gets it, and Democrats get that he gets it. Again, that's why the raid they chose to have this reaction to unleash all of those activists on it, because they were running dozens of them in LA. They have been for a while. What raid did they choose? The cartel money laundering and human trafficking raid. Folks, don't miss this moment in history. This is the Democrats defending their cartel partners. Tom Homan was trying to explain this on Fox News. It's gotten lost in the coverage of all this. You are watching what I have been warning you about for years on the Battleground podcast. Again, the merger of the Democrat Party and the cartels. And now the Democrat Party using its street apparatus to defend the cartels and the joint network they have together. Here's Homan.
These are illegal aliens who committed a crime by crossing this border illegally, then yet committed another crime. Again, yesterday's about a criminal investigation into money laundering, tax evasion, and some of the funds going to cartels in Mexico and Colombia that fund their operations of sending narcotics to this country, killing American people. This is about enforcing the law. And again, we're not going to apologize for doing it. We're stepping up.
In other words, ICE and Trump were striking at the very heart of the partnership between the left, the Democrat Party, and the cartels in the United States of America. Folks, this is why Democrats protect illegal immigrants with criminal records with the most passion in their sanctuary cities. Think about it. Again, they could have made any mom, hardworking illegal immigrant mom, the face of this. There have been several of these cases where their American-born children get deported with them. And yeah, there's been a little coverage of it. But who did they make the face of this movement? It's incredible when you think about it. Marilyn Mann, Kilmar Brigo Garcia, human trafficker. Again, Democrats could have picked any of dozens of ICE raids in recent weeks. But which one do they wait for? The one that targets the cartels and the human trafficking nexus. In other words, they're saying to Trump, you touch the beating heart of this organization, this operation, this network that we have built, the one that Ken Paxton from Texas is talking about, and we will wreck you. We will get violent. We may even kill some of your federal agents. Trump clearly gets this message. Again, Democrats get that he gets this message. This is a civil war between the two parties to remove the cartel's henchmen from Democrat sanctuary cities and to keep them from merging Democrat Party with the cartels inside the USA. So what you saw the last 2 months, for instance, with the assassinations of members of the ruling party of Mexico, one of them and her daughter, the assassin live streamed it on Facebook. Why? As a message. We run this party. We control this party. You defy us in any way, we'll kill you in public. Well, folks, we're seeing the same thing in Colombia. The attempted assassination of the conservative presidential candidate in Colombia. Wherever you have a single party system, you have the criminal networks that enforce it. Folks, and you know I've been warning you for a long time, if we don't stop this, cartel hitmen will begin to act as political muscle for the Democrat Party here too. And we will lose effective operating control over parts of America. Every election will be a slaughter, just like it is in Mexico. Mexico, look up when the last election in Mexico, I think there was like 115, 116 candidates who were either assassinated or injured in attempted assassinations. That's just one political cycle, folks. It can become that here. You either get on the payroll, join the cartels, or they kill you and clear the way for whatever Democrat to win. And look, Democrats believe the influx of new voters and the violence is a formula long term for single party control of America. And they're already employing that violence in the streets to protect their and the cartel's interests. So look at the street gangs, right? We're laughing, oh, that won't convince Americans. No, 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 it's not supposed to. They're not trying to win hearts and minds. Think about this. Those street thugs could just as quickly be turned against, I don't know, Trump supporter having a rally, somebody giving a speech without their permission. So here's where the where they are, folks. The Democrats have all but given up on the American, you know, electorate. Only 27% still, you know, still supports them. And they're now openly campaigning to the shadow country within the country that they see as their future. They see 50 million and the cartels that brought them here. And again, the message is come to sanctuary cities. We'll protect you for the next 3.5 years. We'll go from there. But will it work? Will grateful illegal immigrants give Democrats the one party system they want? Folks, remember, they only have to win it one time with large majorities. That's it. They'll remake the Supreme Court, change all the voting rules, and you're never going to have a win again. They'll take away what's left of our free speech rights. They almost did that last time, and it's lights out. At least that's been the plan, and it's a pretty good one, given voting patterns up until recently. As recently as 2020, when Joe Biden won the election, immigrant voters gave their votes to Democrats by a staggering 32-point margin. So, you know, that's why you have Democrats going, well, we just get a lot more of those and we crush Republicans permanently. Not a bad bet. And so they threw open the borders, figuring they'd do amnesty later. But while they were running the world's largest ever voter drive, a funny thing happened. These lunatics, these Democrats running around screaming, we're going to do violence to protect immigrants from Donald Trump. The immigrants don't seem to want to be protected from Trump anymore. Listen to this, folks. This is CNN's pollster, and he can't believe it either.
Immigrant citizens, immigrant voters, foreign-born voters have gone tremendously to the right on this issue in 2024 and 2025 versus where they were in 2020. Closest to or trust more in immigration. You go back to 2020. Democrats, get this, held a 32-point lead on this issue. Immigrant voters were in the Democratic camp. Jump forward to 2024, 2025. Look at that shift, a 40-point shift to the right among immigrant voters. Republicans now lead on this issue by 8 points over Democrats, more so than any other group that I could find. The group of voters who became more hawkish on immigration were in fact immigrants themselves, immigrants who are registered to vote in this country.
Folks, that's a 40-point swing in 4 years, from plus 32 for the Democrats and Joe Biden 2020 to plus 8 for Trump now. All of which makes the strategy of Democrats pretty risky.
With Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com.
Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.